know our time is kind of up, but just one verse in there, and that's verse 19. And this whole idea of liberty or freedom, which is again prevailing in our time. They promise you that, you know, come on, they could quote the verse, if the Son had set you free, you would be free indeed. And turn the grace of God, this liberty, into lasciviousness. Well, I could do whatever I want, right? We have heard that's coming up. I could do whatever I want. And those false teachers also, they kind of give you the impression that they are empowering you. They let you get away with it. Don't be narrow-minded. Don't be kind of restricted. I could do anything and everything. I have liberty. But you know what? The scripture said, and they themselves are a slave or servant of corruption. And they actually use a very strong word about them, that a dog. I mean, you know, that's how disgusting is the Spirit of God with these men in their way of what they are doing in regard to the Word of God. So we got to be, as we have said, very, now, not paranoid, but know the Word. So when somebody or something comes that does not measure with the Word, you will be able to know what's right and what's wrong. And what you do, you cleave to what that's right. You cling to that which is right. And if you don't understand, remember, who is the source that you go to and ask and learn? And thank God for those among us who can help us out when we need help. But these are the things that you need to watch for these false teachers. They deny the master. They make money on you. They kind of little by little they put the poison in there. They promise you liberty. But the scary thing is God's judgment upon them. It's a scary warning. Who wanted to associate himself with somebody that scripture described as a dog went back to his own father? That's not a good association at all.
In our next Bible reading, if you could remind us, I think it was Jesse or Joey that spoke about Lot. I think we should just look at those two verses quickly, because it's an example of what happens to a believer who doesn't separate himself from the things that are false. And then I'd just like us briefly to look at the way of Balaam, those who have forsaken the right way, who have gone astray, because it will teach us some lessons that will help us as we go into chapter 3. Because we cannot think that we can go. You know, we get invitations. Come over to my church. We've got 1,000 people. Or in your home to click on YouTube, and I am taking in all this ministry from somebody. And I cannot think that it's not going to have some impact upon me. Because Lot was impacted by decisions he made and being there amongst those who were in opposition to God. So if we can just start with those two elements, and then we can, of course, move into the other chapters tomorrow. And if you have any questions, please let us know, write them down, bring them up at our next session, that we can make sure that we all have a good understanding of the place, the real privileged place that we have been put in by the Lord, and how we can, where you live, young people, display all of the beauties and the excellencies that are in Christ Jesus.